Show's World Chart. In six different flavors: fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. Government says heavy rains delays the reconnection of the Great East Road at Kankomba Stream in Rufunsa District. NJOCC concerned over persistent GBV challenges in 2025. And in international news, Thailand and Cambodia agree ceasefire after weeks of deadly clashes.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Government says heavy rains have delayed the reconnection of the Great East Road at Kankomba Stream in Rufunsa District, where culverts were washed away on Thursday afternoon. Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda said that traffic was expected to begin flowing through a detour being put by the Road Development Agency and Zambia National Service. Mr. Lukwanda has indicated that works commenced yesterday and engineers continued working throughout the night to ensure restoration of traffic and the placing of culverts on the detour crossing. The same stream is underway as works have reached 60% before the diversion is ready for traffic. He says engineers on the ground have projected that traffic will be restored late afternoon today, as speed in works has been prioritized as there is traffic build-up both east and west bound, leaving motorists who are going both ends stranded. ZNS yesterday delivered acrylic bridge panels ahead of their installation for a temporal bridge to be erected, whose works are expected to be complete in 72 hours.
Initially, traffic was expected to begin flowing through a detour being put up by the Road Development Agency and the Zambia National Service. Works commenced yesterday and engineers continued working throughout the night despite the heavy pouring of the rains to try and ensure traffic restoration as soon as possible. So the placing of culverts on the detour that is crossing the same stream is underway as works have reached 60% before the diversion is ready for traffic. Engineers on the ground have projected that traffic will be restored late afternoon today.
The non-governmental gender organization Coordinating Council has expressed concern over the persistent prevalence of gender-based violence, which continues to pose a serious threat to the well-being of citizens, particularly women and girls, as 2025 comes to an end. In a statement reflecting on 2025, NJOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katebe said the country has continued to be a challenging environment for women and girls, with an average of about 10,500 cases of gender-based violence per quarter in 2024 and 2025, already averaging about 10,400 cases in the last three quarters. Ms. Katebe also said the government's approach to constitutional amendments generated divisive debate, adding that constitutional reforms dominated by executive interests lacked public trust and inclusiveness, as the quality of constitutional outcomes is intrinsically tied to the legitimacy of the process. She has also highlighted the continued failure to reform the Public Order Act, describing it as a major shortcoming under the UPND-led government in 2025. Ms. Katere said the persistent high cost of living in 2025 stemmed largely from the devastating 2023-2024 drought, triggered food insecurity, power outages, and depreciating currency, further intensifying hardships, gender disparities, limiting women's access to employment, income, and essential resources. Nyemba Town Council says it has resolved to take legal action against all Constituency Development Fund loan defaulters from 2022 to 2025. Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Miriam Abusiko said the decision follows the issuance of demand letters to 100 CDF loan beneficiaries, granting them an ultimatum of 21 days to settle their outstanding loan balances. Mrs. Vosiko said none of the defaulters complied with the demand notices within the stipulated time frame, adding that beneficiaries who entered into payment plans with the council have failed to honor the agreed repayment schedules. She said the situation has adversely affected the CDF loan revolving fund, thereby limiting opportunities for other deserving community members to benefit from the program. To date, the local authority has disbursed a total of over 9.5 million kwacha under the CDF loan facility in the district.
This decision follows an issuance of demand notices to 100 CDF loan beneficiaries, granting them an ultimatum of 21 days to settle all their outstanding loan balances. The local authority regrets to note that none of the defaulters complied with the demand notices within the stipulated time frame. Furthermore, beneficiaries who entered in two payment plans with the local authority have failed to honor the agreement repayment charges. As a result, beneficiaries have not been remitting their monthly loan repayment installments. This situation has adversely affected the CDF loan revolving fund.
Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma has commended the Zambia Air Force for recording zero audit queries in the Auditor General's report for the 2024 financial year. Speaking at the Zambia Air Force Ball last evening, Mr. Lufuma said government is proud of the Air Force's exemplary financial management, which reflects professionalism, discipline, transparency and accountability in the use of public resources. Mr. Lufuma added that ZAF has set a benchmark for all public institutions and urged the service to remain vigilant and maintain the high standards of resource management.
Beyond the call of duty, the Zambia Air Force has continued to make tangible contributions to our nation's development agenda through initiatives that align with the government's economic diversification and food security programs. The establishment and expansion of agricultural enterprises across Chisamba, Wanyama, Mpika, Mbala, and Siavonga reflect visionary leadership and the commitment to self-reliance. These ventures not only supplement the national food basket.
Meanwhile, Zambia Air Force Commander Lieutenant General Oscar Nyoni says the Air Force remains committed to supporting government programs aimed at improving the lives of Zambians, emphasizing that the Air Force is dedicated not only to national defense, but also to national development.
We remain committed to honoring the government's investment in the Zambia Air Force with renewed commitment. We will ensure that we carry out both our primary and secondary roles effectively and efficiently with a renewed sense of duty. Over the past year, my team and I have endeavored to steer the Zambia Air Force on a strategic path aimed at repositioning and strengthening our capability as a defense institution, building a force that is capable of responding to conventional and non-conventional threats.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, in collaboration with other line ministries, is formulating specific criteria to guide mining cooperatives in accessing the newly established artisanal and small-scale mining fund. Ministry Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta explained that a mechanism is being designed to ensure funds allocated to artisanal miners are recovered, thereby creating a sustainable revolving fund.